I'm joined by Graham Cow, who's director of, is it Moven or Moven?
Well, it's Moven, but a lot of people call it Moven.
Moven. Yeah. Now, Graham's actually designed this, invented it himself. And for anybody who doesn't know about sous vide is used in restaurants much, much more than it ever was before, I think. And am I being a bit rude to say it's about boiling in the bag?
Well, not really, because it's a slow cooking, which is more important, and boiling in the bag is basically having the food that's already been produced and then you're reheating. So this is our system, really, is where you're cooking basically raw food, and ecologically, is we use very low energy.
And the whole concept between sous vide is that you cook something very, very long but very, very slow at low temperature, so actually it retains all the juice, all the vitamins, all the minerals and all that sort of stuff. And actually you don't get this sort of crispy stuff on the outside. We've just been talking to the wood-fired oven boys, which is about the opposite end of what you do. This is about slowly, slowly, slowly cooking something.
It is, yes. But of course you can, if you want to, you can actually grill something after you've cooked it, or you can use a blowtorch to actually brown the outside or get that crisp feeling if you want it. But you know, there are so many things you can do. I mean, with our sous vide oven you can actually make even hollandaise sauce on the top of it, because it's designed as a cylinder. One other issue with our oven, which is different to others, is that most of them that are on the market all sit on top of your worktop. These are actually produced to actually fit into a unit, or you can buy, say, a hot cupboard with the actual sous vide in it. But we can do all sorts of things, like cooking in kilner jars. You can cook puddings. You can actually even do a steak and kidney pudding.
Really? Steak, that's my favourite meal of all time, steak and kidney pudding. Wow.
Yeah, you know, it does work very, very well. But the other thing is, it's the lack of use of energy. You can actually plumb it in to your central heating system even at home. Or if you've got a yacht, you can put it on and it runs from the engine cooling water.
Funny enough, I don't have a yacht, just to let you know. The thing that I quite like is that if I'm cooking a steak, for example, you know, they'd say if it feels like this on your thumb, then it's well done and all that sort of stuff. Or you can use a digital probe, and if it's this temperature, it will give you the perfect, you know, medium rare. The great thing about sous vide is that you can cook it and control it very, very clearly in terms of how something's cooked in the middle. And then you can, as you say, flash fry it or get that real great caramelised thing on the outside, and you're not then cooking on the inside, and you don't have to worry about that because that bit's done.
Yeah, that is one of the issues. I think that if somebody wanted to cook sort of fillet steak or, say, prime rib of beef or something, you know, as a steak, it only needs to be in there for about 7 minutes, and you'll get a situation, as that photograph up there shows, where it's rare all the way through. And then that has been seared on the outside by a blowtorch. So, you know, but it tastes, but all, as against other forms of cooking, all the flavours are actually kept within the meat. It's not taken away. And you can do this.
Because it can't go anywhere. I mean, that's the point. It's vacuum sealed, so it can't go anywhere.
So it's seared. And the other thing is that's quite important. You can, say, if you want to do, say, poultry, say, chicken breast or something, you must seal it first with some heat, otherwise it will leach too much of its liquid. But we do things like confit of duck, or we do salt beef, where we marinate over a period of time and then cook it. When it's cooked, then in its bags, you've got a choice. You can actually sort of, if you've got a good fridge or you've got a cooling system, you can actually cool it right down and keep it in its bag until another time, and then you can cook it again, put it back into your sous vide oven and then use it.
So it's really, really flexible if you've got a restaurant or you've got a food service. I've got a piece of, what is this here, a piece of beef?
That's salt beef. Actually, I'll show you here. This is
Wow, I've got a piece of salt beef here. That's salt beef. Look at that. So that's been in this bag. It's been slowly cooking for...
This bag here is some that we've just reheated for people to try.
And how long have you cooked that previously?
That was cooked for 40 hours, believe it or not.
It's been cooking for 2 days. Yeah. At what temperature?
That was at 50 degrees.
Okay, so if anybody wants to know what 50 degrees centigrade is like, 50 degrees centigrade, you could, if you did that in your oven, you could just about put your hand in the oven, couldn't you? Because it's not that hot.
It's very low. Very low.
So it's very low. So it's cooked not that much above room temperature, I'm saying, really. And for 48 hours.
Yes. But 40 hours. But you can cook. This is because this was not a particularly, what should I say, it wasn't a good quality piece of meat. If it's not such good quality, it just needs longer to cook.
Yes, and I always think that's about where the cut is from. So there's some cuts that need a long time because otherwise they're tough. And in fact, you know, things like shin, I think, and things like that are great long and slow cook. They've got amazing flavour. Well, you'd never do that with sirloin steak, would you be mad?
I mean, we've also been cooking mutton. Now, mutton needs quite a long time. And what we've been doing is we cook a leg joint of mutton, and we either use part of it for sort of a roast lunch, but then what's left we carve up and then we put into a curry sauce and then put that into the sous vide bag, and that is absolutely perfect because the mutton itself falls apart. You don't really have to worry too much about it.
Oh, this is really making my mouth water. So, Graham, if anybody's interested in how they, you know, this is a food service product. It's obviously it's not for consumers. So if you're in the restaurant industry, if anybody's interested in getting this amazing piece of equipment you've invented, where do they go to find out about it?
Well, the only way they could do this is to actually email us at g@movenuk.com.
MovenUK.com, that's MOVEN.
Yes, that's correct.
Brilliant. I'm going to get off the microphone now and have a taste of this beef. Thank you so much, Graham.
Thank you. Thank you very much.